弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
上个星期，我们在这里看见了完美奴仆的权柄。
Last week, we took a look at the authority of the perfect servant.
是在马可福音的第一章第二十一到第三十四节。
And that was in Mark chapter 1, verse 21 to verse 34.
我们看见了耶稣基督，他是完美的奴仆，他对世人有权柄，对鬼魔有权柄，也对疾病有权柄。
And we saw that Jesus was the perfect servant who had authority over man, over demons, and over illnesses.
为什么我们讲耶稣基督就是奴仆呢？
Why do we call Jesus a servant?
因为在马可福音里面，你记得马可不断地用这个词，立刻，立刻，立刻。
Because if you remember in the Gospel of Mark, Mark constantly uses the word immediately, immediately, immediately.
这一个词就代表着是一个奴仆一样，他立刻的听从主人的吩咐。
And this is language that is used with in the servant-master relationship where the servant immediately responds to the master's call.
我们今天就继续的看马可福音第一章三十五到四十五节，我们就看得见完美奴仆的工作。
Today we look at the work of the perfect servant in verse 35 to 45.
让我们一起来读马可福音第一章三十五节。
Let us read this together.
次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了就对他说，众人都找你。耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。于是在加利利全地进了会堂传道赶鬼。有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说，你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。大麻风即时离开他，他就洁净了。耶稣严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走，对他说，你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。那人出去倒说许多的话，把这件事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得再明明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方，人从各处都救了他来。
Mark chapter 1 verse 35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, everyone is looking for you. And he said to them,Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is what I came for. And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Verse 40, And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, If you will, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I will be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean.And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them. Verse 45, But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places and people were coming to him from every quarter.
我们从这一段经文看得见，耶稣基督他的工作首先是祷告。
From this passage, we can see that Jesus's ministry first and foremost was prayer.
因为第三十五节这里告诉我们，次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
And we see this in verse 35 where it says, And rising very early in the morning while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed.
你们记不记得在这一天之前耶稣基督做过了什么？
Do you remember what the previous day, what Jesus was doing on the previous day?
在这一日之前其实就是安息日。
The day before was in fact the Sabbath.
在安息日的时候，耶稣基督进了会堂，他教训人，在那里也赶鬼，而且他医治了彼得的岳母。
On the Sabbath, Jesus was in the synagogues and he was teaching. He also cast out demons. Not only that, he healed Peter's mother-in-law.
我们也记得在第二十，对不起，在第三十二节那里说，天晚热弱的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前。
In verse 32, it says that evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons.
所以在天晚热弱的时候，就是安息日结束之后，在傍晚六点钟，有许许多多的人来到耶稣基督的面前，为了要他医治他们。
And this of course refers to 6 p.m. on the Sabbath day or at the point that the Sabbath day had ended.
所以在傍晚六点，有许许多多的人来找耶稣基督为他们医治。
And so at this time, at 6 p.m., a lot of people brought their sick and people who were oppressed by demons to Jesus for healing.
我们可以想象耶稣基督可能因着这样而忙到非常的晚。
We can only imagine that because of all this, Jesus had been occupied until a very late time.
可是到了非常晚的时候，他就去睡觉了。在第三十五节这里说，次日早晨天未亮的时候，他就起来了。
And while it was late that he ended his day, in verse 35 it tells us that he rose very early.
天未亮的时候，你知不知道在国外天亮的时间是几点呢？
When it says very early in the morning, do you know, in other parts of the world, what time the sun rises?
有许许多多不同的地方，天亮的时候是在早上，可能四五点或者是五六点，不像新加坡一样七点钟都还没有天亮。
In some parts of the world, the sun rises as early as 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., not like in Singapore.
所以天微亮的时候，他就已经起来去祷告了。这就代表他在前一晚上到天微亮的时候，他的睡眠时间其实是非常的短暂。
And even while it was very early, he rose, and this suggests to us that the time that he had slept and the time that he had risen was a very short time.
可是耶稣基督他起来为的就是祷告，这代表了他对祷告看得非常重要。
Yet he rose early enough, and it shows us that he places a great importance on prayer.
所以这个就是他的事工，他的祷告就是他的事工。
And this was his ministry, prayer.
我们看见了耶稣基督在前一段经文，他表现了对人、对鬼魔，还有对疾病都有权柄。
We saw in last week's passage that Jesus had authority over man, over illness, as well as over demons.
可是这一位有权柄的奴仆却现在跪下来祷告。
Yet this authoritative servant was now kneeling down to pray.
祷告其实就意味着耶稣基督他是依靠神。
And what this suggests to us is that as he knelt down to pray, he was depending on God.
他虽然有权柄，不过他还是依靠神。
And though he had authority, he was nonetheless dependent on God.
那些不祷告的人其实就是心里非常的骄傲，以为靠着自己的能力能够成就一切事情。
Those who do not pray are actually, in fact, arrogant. And believe that in their own strength they can accomplish things.
我们记得使徒们有一次，他们在赶鬼方面失败了。
If you remember, the disciples had, while they were chasing out the demon, had failed.
因为他们以为自己有神所赐的能力能够赶鬼，他们就停止了依赖神，他们停止了祷告。
And this was because when they thought that they had the power from God to cast out demons, they stop relying on God.
所以当他们停止依靠神的时候，在他们自己的事工上就变成了无效。
And when they stop relying on God, their ministry all of a sudden became ineffective.
因为在马可福音九章那里，耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说：“我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？”这里是指他们在赶鬼方面失败了。耶稣基督回答说：“非用祷告这一类的鬼总不能出来。”
We see this in a few chapters down in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, that when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer.
耶稣基督不是在给他们一种不同的方程式来赶鬼, 而是告诉他们, 因为他们停止祷告, 所以神就没有再给他们力量了。
Jesus was not giving them a new formula to cast out a particular demon. He was telling them that they needed to rely on prayer, or to rely on God for their ministry.
所以我们在这里看见耶稣基督，他一大清早天未亮的时候就起来祷告，就代表了耶稣基督看祷告是非常重要的。
And as he rose very early in the morning, we see again the importance that he places on prayer.
我们不会翻这些经文，不过我们在读福音书的时候，我们知道耶稣基督在受洗的时候他祷告，他在选十二使徒之前他也祷告，在喂养这个5000人之前跟之后他也是有祷告，在登山变相的时候他也是祷告，在拉萨路的坟墓面前他也是祷告，在彼得还未 不认主的时候，他为彼得祷告，而且在设立主的圣餐当晚，他也是有祷告，在哥西马尼园祷告，在十字架上祷告，还有在他复活之后还是祷告。
As we read the Gospels, we see many examples of Jesus praying. We will not be turning there, but Jesus prayed when he was baptized. He prayed before choosing the 12 apostles. He prayed before and after feeding the 5,000. He prayed on the mountain where he was transfigured. He prayed at Lazarus' tomb. He prayed for Peter before his denial. He prayed during the night of the institution of the Lord's Supper. He prayed in Gethsemane. He prayed on the cross. He prayed and after his resurrection. These are just but a few instances where Jesus prayed.
这些不同的例子告诉我们耶稣基督有许许多多祷告的时候，而且当然我们也知道福音的作者没有把这一切都完全记下来。
And this tells us that Jesus placed great importance on prayer, and we also have to consider the fact that not all these instances of prayer have been recorded in the Bible.
不过我们看其他福音书的时候，就要问一个问题：耶稣基督是如何的祷告？
But as we look at the other Gospels, we need to ask ourselves then, how did Jesus pray?
我们不要忘记，当我们在看圣经的时候，我们不能够只是停留在一章一节这里看，我们必须要 完全的来看不同的福音书如何的形容耶稣基督的祷告。
At this point, it's good to remember that as we read the Bible, we should not read a verse or a chapter in isolation, but that we should look across the various Gospels to make sense of things.
当我们看见耶稣基督的祷告的时候，我们发现耶稣基督的祷告是非常真诚、非常亲密、非常信靠、不自私，而且是荣耀神的。
As we look at how Jesus prayed, we see that Jesus' prayers were genuine, they were intimate, they were trustful, and they were trusting, they were unselfish, and they were God glorifying.
如果我们看约翰福音第11章41节, 耶稣基督举目望天说, 父啊, 我感谢你, 因为你已经听我, 我也知道你常听我。
See in John chapter 11, 40, 41 and 42, And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me.
所以从这里我们就看得见，耶稣基督跟父神是非常亲密的，因为他知道父神常听他，他没有怀疑。
We see that the relationship between Jesus and the Father are extremely close and intimate because he knows that the Father hears him. There is no suspicion on his part.
在第17章1节， 耶稣基督祷告，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
Jesus prays in John 17:1, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you.
所以耶稣基督的祷告是荣耀神的祷告。
And we see that Jesus' prayer was a prayer to glorify the Father.
在17章17节， 耶稣基督求神用真理使他的门徒成圣。
In John 17:17, we see that Jesus was using the truth to sanctify the disciples.
还有他继续的不断为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，使他们也在我们里面。
John 17:20 and 22 says, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe me in believe in me through their word, that they may also be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us.
所以耶稣基督不只是为他的十二个门徒祷告，他也为我们祷告。
Jesus prayed not just for the 12 apostles, he prayed also for us.
因为我们就是因着使徒的话信耶稣的人。
Because we are those who will believe in Jesus because of the apostles' word.
所以从这里我们就看见耶稣基督的祷告是不自私的，他不会为自己祷告，他是为信徒祷告。
In all of this, we can see that Jesus' prayers were not selfish, self-centered prayers. They were prayers that were selfless and were for his disciples.
在马太福音还未上十字架之前，耶稣基督祷告，不要照我的意思，只要照神的意思。
On his way to the cross in Matthew 26, Jesus said, "Not as I will, but as you will."
这个是荣耀神的、顺服神的一种祷告。
Again, it is a prayer that submits to and glorifies God.
在十字架上，耶稣基督祷告，父啊，赦免他们。
On the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them."
就算是世人将他钉在十字架上，他还为他们祷告，祷告神赦免他们。
And let us remember, these people were the people that put Jesus on the cross, yet still he prayed in this fashion.
就好像他的教导一样，你要爱你的仇敌，为他们祷告一样。
And it is just like Jesus thought, we must love our enemies and pray for them.
今天就算是耶稣基督已经复活了，已经升到天上去，在神的右边，他还是继续为我们祷告。
And even though right now Jesus has been resurrected and is now at the right hand of the Father, he continues to pray for us.
罗马书八章三十四节，现今耶稣基督在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
In Romans 8:34, it says, "Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of the Father, who is indeed interceding for us."
所以耶稣基督一大清早他就起来去祷告，这一个就是对我们的一种挑战。
And this is a challenge for us as we read verse 35. Rising very early in the morning, Jesus went to pray.
耶稣基督是有权柄的这一个神。
Jesus is an authoritative God.
他有大能，可是他却继续的向父神祷告。
And he has great power, yet he puts himself in the position of prayer to God.
这样的话，对你还有我来说是极度的重要的。
And for us, you and me, this is of great importance.
因为如果耶稣基督有大能，他还是依靠着神，这样的话，我们是无能的，而且我们是无知的，我们更加需要来到神面前，不断的祷告。
Because Jesus, if Jesus, who was authoritative, had come to the Father for prayer and had submitted to the Father, what more us who are totally limited and without power?
我们又无能又无知，我们就需要祷告神赐给我们力量，赐给我们智慧。
And as people who are without power and strength, we need to pray that the Lord will give us power and wisdom.
的确的，耶稣基督他自己祷告，不过他也教导我们必须要祷告。
Yes, indeed, Jesus prayed himself, and he also taught us how to pray.
马可福音十四章三十八节，耶稣基督说：“总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。”
In Mark 14:38, it says, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation."
马太福音七章七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
And in a familiar verse, Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you; seek and you will find; knock and it will be opened to you."
还有路加福音十八章一节，耶稣基督他设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Luke 18:1 says, "And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart."
所以从这些经文，我们知道耶稣基督教导我们必须要不停的祷告，要常常的祷告。
And through these verses, we see how Jesus taught us to pray without ceasing.
而且我们也知道耶稣基督不只是教训我们要祷告，他也教导我们如何的祷告。
We also see how Jesus taught us not just to pray, but how to pray.
在马太福音六章那里，主导文就是耶稣基督教导我们如何的祷告。
In Matthew chapter 6, we see Jesus telling us how not to pray.
还有如何的祷告。
And how to pray.
就是主导文， 我们所谓的 Lord's Prayer。
And that was in the Lord's Prayer.
当然我们时间有限，我们就不翻到那里看了。
And because of time constraints, we won't flip there.
不过我相信对于主导文很多人都非常的清楚。
However, we're very familiar with the Lord's Prayer.
耶稣基督不只是要我们个人祷告，他也要我们集体教会一起祷告。
Yet it is not just as individuals that Jesus wanted us to pray. He wanted us to pray as a community.
在希伯来书这里说，要彼此的相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，你们不可停止聚会。
Hebrews 10:24, he says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together.
所以耶稣基督他不只是给我们一个榜样，他自己祷告了，他也命令我们要祷告，也教导我们如何的祷告，也要我们个人的还有集体的一同祷告。
Jesus himself prayed, but not only that, he taught us to pray. He taught us how to pray and how not to pray. He taught us to pray as individuals, and then he taught us to gather and pray.
这个就是我们能够向他学习的。他的事工是祷告，我们如何的向他学习这一点呢？
Jesus showed us an example of his ministry of prayer. How then can we follow him?
那我们再看下去，第二点。耶稣基督不只是祷告，他的任务其实是传道。
Jesus not only prayed, his mission was to preach.
我们看第36到第39节。
Let us look at verse 36 to 39.
西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了就对他说，众人都找你。耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。于是在加利利全地进了会堂传道赶鬼。
And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, everyone is looking for you. And he said to them, let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also. For that is what I came for. And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons.
我们记得在马可福音第一章二十八节那里说，耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。
You remember we read last week in verse 28, at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee.
所以在今天的经文这里说，众人都在找你。
And so when it says in verse 37, everyone is looking for you,
西门还有那些与他一同的人，就是指安德烈、雅各和约翰，当他们起来的时候，发现耶稣基督不在屋子里面，他们就追了他去。
And Simon and those who were with him, referring to Andrew, James and John, when they woke up, they didn't find Jesus, and they went everywhere looking for him.
耶稣基督因为他不断的在之前，他在会堂那里赶鬼，而且也在这个西门彼得的家那里赶鬼，所以许许多多的人来到这里，为的是找耶稣基督医治他们，还有帮他们赶鬼。
And everyone was looking for him because they had found out that he had cast out demons and they had healed the sick.
所以在这里，当门徒找不着主人的时候，他们就非常的着急，他们为了要去找他，就英文圣经告诉我们，他们去寻找他。
And when Simon and those who were with him could not find him, they were panicked. And in English, it says they went and searched for him.
可是，在原文那里，这一个字其实可以翻译成它的意思是一种追踪，还有一种追捕。
However, in the original language, there is a sense of tracking him down, hunting him down.
所以在中文那里讲说他们追了他去，这里的翻译非常准确。
And so the translation in the Chinese, which gives us that sense, is a lot more accurate.
因为他们去追踪他，他们去追捕他，常常这一个词用的是一种敌意的用法。
And when they say they chased him down or they tracked him down, there is a certain adversarial sense to that word.
他们其实来到耶稣基督的面前，他们问他，众人都找你，这一个这样的言行举止意味着什么呢？
And then they came to him and they said, everyone is looking for you. What did they mean?
他们追捕还有追踪耶稣，然后跟耶稣基督讲，所有人都在找你。
They hunted him down, and when they finally found him, they said, Everyone's looking for you.
其实他们在责备耶稣基督，他们所说的就是你在这里干嘛？为什么在这里祷告？全城的人都在找你，我们快点回去吧。
There is a sense in which there is some chastisement in what they said to him. When they said that everyone is looking for you, they were in effect saying, "What are you doing here praying? Everyone's looking for you. We need to go back out there."
所以他们的言行举止出卖了他们对这一个，他们还是非常的属实。
And what they said betrayed the worldliness that they had in their hearts.
他们还是很希望得到很受人的欢迎。
And they were looking towards the praise of man.
所以他们觉得耶稣基督因着这些人多么的欢迎他，多么的喜爱他，他就必须修改他所做的，还有他的去向。
And because there were all these people who were looking for him and wanting to hear from him, that he should center his ministry around them.
可是耶稣基督给他们的回答就让我们看见了，他们在明白或者了解耶稣基督或者了解耶稣基督的任务方面已经失败了。
However, in Jesus' response to them, it shows us that they had failed in the understanding of what Jesus had come to do.
因为在加百农的那些人只是很受耶稣基督的吸引，因为他们把他看为是一个行异能的人。
Why? Because the people in Capernaum were looking for him because they saw him as a miracle worker.
他们没有对耶稣基督做出正确的反应，也就是说他们没有认罪悔改。
They did not respond to him in the right way. In other words, they did not respond to him in repentance and ask for forgiveness.
所以耶稣基督才告诉他们，在告诉门徒说，我们必须往别处去，到邻近的乡村。
And that explains his response in verse 38 where he says, "Let us go on to the next town that I may preach there also."
他要去在那里传道传福音，这个就是他的任务。他来到世上的任务不是为了要医人的疾病。
He says that I may preach there, for that is what I came for, and that was his mission. It was not to heal the sick.
所以耶稣基督来到世上，他的任务不是医的好，越多人越好，而是要针对世人的罪，要针对他们在神的面前是会受到审判，而传福音让他们能够认罪悔改。
Jesus did not come here to save or to heal the people who were sick, and that the more people that were healed were the better. No, Jesus came to confront people with the future judgment. He came to confront people with the need to repent and to share the gospel with them.
所以他所传的信息，他所传的福音，他所传的道才是中心的。他能够医治别人，这个只是证明了他所传的道是真的。
The fact that he had done miracles, the fact that he had chased out demons, or the fact that he had healed people was not the point. The point was that the words that he spoke were truth.
所以他做这些是要证明他所传的道，可是他真正的任务就是要传道。
These things that he did were there to authenticate the message that he brought, but it was not the core mission that he came for.
所以当加百农那里的众人来到，为了只是得医治等等，看耶稣基督行神迹，他就离开了他们，去到其他的地方传道。
And so when the people of Capernaum came to him, looking for more miracles and more signs and wonders, he decided to leave to other places.
我们来到耶稣基督的面前，是不是也是像加百农的人一样呢？为的就是耶稣基督成全我们一切的欲望。
As we come before Jesus, do we come as these people from Capernaum? Do we come so that Jesus would fulfill our wishes?
我们的祷告是否是要耶稣基督帮我做这件事情，帮我做那件事情，给我这个，给我那个？
Are our prayers full of requests? Jesus, help me do this. Jesus, give me this.
可是耶稣基督他的任务是传福音，不是来实现我们的愿望。
But Jesus' mission was to preach the gospel and not to fulfill our desires.
圣经告诉我们，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
James 4:3 tells us, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions."
所以耶稣基督他的事工是祷告，可是我们向他学习祷告的时候，我们就必须要祷告的正确。
And Jesus' ministry was indeed prayer, but as we pray or as we learn from him to pray, we need to pray correctly.
我们应该祷告耶稣基督他的任务就是传道能够更加的有效。
We must pray that Jesus' mission, which was preaching the gospel, is effective.
当然耶稣基督今天不在世上传道，可是我们还有传道人、牧师，还有这些宣教士等等的，我们就要为这一切事情来祷告。
And today that gospel is being preached not by Jesus in person here, but by pastors and preachers, and we need to be praying for these people.
所以他的施工是祷告，他的任务是传道，可是他的动机是什么呢？
Jesus' ministry was prayer, his mission was preaching. What is his motivation?
他的动机就是因为他对世人动了慈心。
Jesus' motivation was that he took pity on people.
我们在这里就看到了一个例子。
We see here an example of that.
从第四十节。
From verse 40.
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”大麻风即时离开他，他就洁净了。耶稣严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走，对他说：“你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要把身体给祭司查看。又因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。”那人出去，倒说许多的话，把这件事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得再明明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方，人从各处都救了他来。
Verse 40, and a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places and people were coming to him from every quarter.
在圣经的时代，这个字麻风或者这个病，麻风是用来形容许许多多的这个皮肤上的疾病。
The word leper in Jesus' time was a term used to describe all sorts of skin diseases.
可是有一种麻风在这里讲大麻风是一个非常严重的。
However, over here, it refers to a particularly severe case of leprosy.
而且是差不多无药可救的。
And in fact, it was almost beyond healing.
在当时的时代有这么的一个教导，就是说当一个人有疾病的时候，是因为他犯罪了。
There was a teaching at that time which said that a person with such severe disease had sinned.
因为我们从耶稣基督对门徒的教导就看得出门徒也有一个这样的错误观念。
And we saw that even the disciples had this wrong thinking.
他们以为当一个人犯了罪就是因为他当一个人有疾病就是因为他犯了罪。
And they had related illness to sin.
在约翰福音九章二节，门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯的罪？是这人呢，还是他父母呢？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯罪，也不是他父母犯的罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。”
We see in John chapter 9 verses 2 and 3 that Jesus' disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned.Or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him."
所以当时的人有这样的一个错误观念，当一个人生病的时候，一定是因为他犯了罪。
So in that time, there was this false teaching or false thinking that if somebody falls ill, it is because they have sinned.
所以跟其他的疾病比起来，麻风也是一样。当一个人患麻风病的时候，他肯定是犯了罪。如果他患的是大麻风，他犯的罪是极大的。
And in the same way,
If a person has leprosy, that person has sin. If a person has some severe leprosy, his sin must be gigantic.
就好像是他是所有的污秽就在他的身上这样的一样的有罪。
And it was almost as though all of the sins were on his shoulders.
旧约里面告诉我们，如果一个患麻风的人，他是不洁净的，他不只是不洁净，也要独居营外。
The Old Testament tells us that a person with leprosy is unclean. He should live alone, and his dwelling shall be outside the camp.
当时的法利赛人还有文士，非常精心的会避免与麻风病人有所交往。
And the Pharisees and the scribes of those times were very careful in trying to avoid folks like that.
而且他们也教导其他的人也应该这样做。
And in fact, they taught people to do the same.
我们相信从这一段圣经来看，甚至是这个患麻风的病人也觉得自己肯定是犯了罪。
In fact, it was so prevalent a thinking that we see that even the leper has internalized this thinking.
因为当你看圣经的时候，麻风病人来到耶稣基督的面前，他没有说你若肯就医治我吧，他说你若肯就叫我洁净了。
Because if we look carefully at what the leper says to Jesus when he approaches him, he says, if you will, you can make me clean. He does not say, make me holy.
Heal me. 他是说你洁净我，不是说医治我。
He says, make me clean, not heal me.
所以当时他们都觉得，哦，这个人这么大的麻风病，肯定是犯了极大的罪。
And so back then, they saw a person with such great leprosy, they said he must have done some great sin.
所以我们看见这个麻风病患，他不只是肉体上受到了折磨，甚至是在社会的这个地位上，他也是受了许多的苦。
And so we see that this leper suffered not just physically, he suffered in his social environment as well.
不过这个麻风病人他不断没有与耶稣基督隔离，他甚至来到耶稣基督的面前，他跪下来，他向耶稣基督求。
But we see that this leper not only did not keep his distance from Jesus, he in fact came before Jesus to plead with him.
不过你看他所求的是若你肯，你若肯。
Yet he begins his plea with if you will.
必能叫我洁净。
You can make me clean.
所以他对耶稣基督的大能没有怀疑，他只是怀疑耶稣基督是否愿意医治他。
There was no doubt in his mind whether Jesus had the power to heal him. The only doubt he had was whether Jesus was willing.
不过我们知道耶稣基督没有歧视一个麻风病人，他也没有歧视那些瞎的聋的。
But we see that Jesus had never turned away a leper. In fact, he had never turned away those who were blind or, yeah.
他来到这个世界是为了要帮助世人，为了要医治还有拯救他们。
Jesus came to this world to help those who were ill or who were sick and to save them.
他可以用一句话就医治了这个麻风病人。
In fact, he could just use one word and this person would be clean.
不过他不只是用话语来医治他，他甚至触摸这个麻风病人。
Yet it wasn't just with words that he healed, that he cleansed this person. He in fact touched him.
我们记得法利赛人跟文士他们非常精心地避免与这些麻风病人有任何的交往，可是耶稣基督却摸他。
As we said earlier on, the scribes and the Pharisees avoided these people with great care, yet Jesus stretched out and touched him.
我相信当时这个麻风病人当耶稣基督摸他的时候，他肯定是深深地受到了感动，耶稣基督的爱心的确是真实的。
And when you consider these things, I believe that as Jesus stretched out his hand and touched this person, he was not just touched physically, he was touched deeply in his heart.
我们看得见耶稣基督他非常大胆地将他的爱放在律法之上，而且将他的怜悯放在规条上面。
And we see that Jesus boldly placed his love before the law.
还有他的怜悯超越规条。
His pity went beyond these traditions.
这个就是他的动机，他对世人动了慈心。
This was his motivation. He had pity on people.
第四十三节，耶稣基督说，在洁净了他之后，耶稣基督严严的嘱咐他，就打发他走，对他说：“你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人。”
We see in verse 43 and 44, and Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone."
只要去把身体给祭司查看，又因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
But go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them.
我们在这里看见了好像经文有一点抵触。
We see an apparent contradiction over here in the Bible.
一方面耶稣基督告诉这个受医治的麻风病人你什么都不要跟人讲，另一方面他又说你去给祭司看。
On the one hand, Jesus tells him you should say nothing to anyone, but on the other he says show yourself to the priest.
而且也要献上摩西所命令的。
In fact, he also says, offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded.
当这个麻风病人去将自己的身体给祭司看的时候，肯定会让众人都知道他得了医治。
But if this formerly leprous man went to the priest to show that he had been healed, surely everyone would find out.
但为什么耶稣基督又严严地嘱咐他，叫他什么话都不可告诉人呢？
Yet why did Jesus sternly tell him that he should not speak to any, say anything to anyone about this?
这里的解释其实非常的简单。
The explanation is actually very simple.
耶稣基督不要他自己讲，耶稣基督要祭司正式的去宣布他是一个得医治的人。
Jesus did not want.The testimony to come from the person himself. Jesus wanted the testimony to come directly from the priests.
因为当祭司宣布这个人是，就是他们要公开的宣布这个人是得医治的，他们就认同了耶稣基督所做的。
Because if the priests had publicly declared what had happened, they would be admitting to the miracle that Jesus had performed.
可是如果是这一个人出去说告诉众人的话，祭司可能可以反过来说，哦，这是他自己讲的罢了。
But if this person went out and gave his own testimony by himself, the priest could turn around and say, well, this is just his own testimony.
所以到了第四十五节，我们看了这一个人，他们违背了耶稣基督的教训。
But when we arrive at verse 45, we see that this person did not obey Jesus' command.
那人出去倒说许多的话，把这事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得再明明的进城。
But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town.
因为这个麻风病人他违抗了耶稣基督所教训他的或者嘱咐他的，就导致了耶稣基督所做的有所障碍。
And because this person had openly disobeyed Jesus, Jesus's command, the result was that Jesus was not able to fully, be effective in his ministry in the synagogues.
因为耶稣基督不能够再进城去，因为当他进城的时候，许多人都来为了得医治。
And he was not able to openly enter the towns because everyone would come and mock him.
这个就是耶稣基督本来想要避免的，因为他的任务是传道，他的任务不是医治。
And that was something he wanted to avoid because his mission was not to heal, his mission was to preach.
所以当这个人违背了耶稣基督的嘱咐，他就导致耶稣的事工，还有耶稣基督传道的这个任务有了障碍。
And so when he went out and he began to talk freely about it, this former leper was in fact hindering Jesus' ministry of preaching.
我们从这个长大麻风病的人有许多的这个功课可以学习。
There is much we can learn from this leper.
首先耶稣基督对他动了慈心。
First of all, Jesus took pity on him.
今天有许许多多这个灵恩派的这些教师，他们以为自己能够医治疾病。
Today in charismatic circles, many people claim to be faith healers.
他们就像法利赛人一样。
But they are like the Pharisees.
因为当他们不能够医好那些害病的人，他们不只是没有慈心，甚至责怪那一个害病的人，因为他没有信心，所以他没有得医治。
Because when no healing comes, Instead of being pitiful to the person with the illness, they in fact accuse the person of not having faith.
他们不只是没有帮助那个患病的人，甚至给他一个更加大的包袱，指责他们没有信心，指责他们犯罪。
Not only is there no help to the person who is ill, these so-called healers heap even more burden on their hearts by saying that they must have sinned because they are not healed.
第二个可以学习的功课就是我们来到神的面前有没有像这个麻风病人在未得医治之前一样的谦卑呢?
The other lesson we can learn from the leper is as we approach God, do we come before Him with that humility?
这个麻风病人来到耶稣基督的面前说：“你若肯。”
The leper, as he came before Jesus, said to him, "If you will."
我们祷告的时候，是否来到神的面前，也是说，神啊，愿你的旨意在我的身上成就呢？
As we come before God in prayer, do we, as the leper said, "Lord, if you will."
刚才在讲道还未开始之前，我们读到雅各书第四章，这里也是这么说，我们的祷告应该是神若愿意。
As before we started this message, we were praying from the book of James, and we saw that our prayers should in fact be, "If you will, Lord."
第三，当我们看到这个麻风病人受医治之后，他所做的这件事情。
The third lesson we can learn is what we see the leper do after the healing.
他违背了耶稣基督的话，把这件事传扬开了。
He disobeyed what Jesus had told him to do, and he went around talking about it.
毫无疑问的，他这么做是因为感激耶稣基督。
Perhaps what he had done was in thanksgiving.
因为他非常感激耶稣基督医治他，他就到处去跟人家讲。
Because he was so happy and joyful at the fact that he had been healed by Jesus, he could not contain his excitement and thanksgiving.
可是他却违背了耶稣基督的教导。
Even so, he had disobeyed.
今天有许许多多的基督徒会提到其他基督徒犯罪或者其他基督徒不顺从圣经的教导的时候，他们总会用一个理由，他们很真诚。Sometimes
when we talk about other Christians who may be living in sin, we might then say, "But they are so sincere."
可是真诚不代表一个基督徒能够违背神的话。
But sincerity does not justify us going against what Jesus has commanded.
这里这个麻风病人肯定是非常真诚的感激耶稣基督，所以他到处去跟人家讲。And
while there's little doubt that this person was excited about his healing, he did go about telling everyone.
可是他却真诚的错误了。And
he was sincerely wrong.
因为他违背了耶稣基督的教训。Because
he had disobeyed Jesus' command.
第四点我们可以学习的就是耶稣基督他是神。The
fourth lesson we can learn is that Jesus is God.
他肯定知道这个人得医治之后会违背他的教训。He
must know that after this person was healed, he would go against his command.
可是为什么耶稣基督还是医治他呢?
Yet why then did Jesus continue to heal him?
因为耶稣基督对他动了慈心。
It was because Jesus took pity on him.
耶稣基督也是同样的对我们动了慈心，还有所有的罪人动了慈心。And
in the same way Jesus takes pity on us, he takes pity on everyone else.
我们最终的需要就是我们犯了罪，我们与神隔离了，就如同麻风病与世人隔离一样。Our
greatest need is the fact that we have sin and therefore have been separated from God, just like how the leper was ill and was separated from society.
耶稣基督对我们动了慈心，他来到世上为我们钉死在十字架上，为的是拯救我们的罪。In
his pity to us, Jesus came to earth and was crucified in order to pay for our sins.
以赛亚书告诉我们，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。Isaiah
53 tells us that he was pierced for our transgressions. I'm sorry, and with his wounds we are healed.
我们的灵得了医治，不是我们的身体得了医治。
It is our spirits that have received healing and not our physical bodies.
当我们认罪悔改信靠基督之后，我们会不会继续的犯罪？会不会继续的不顺从神的话呢？
When we repent and turn to Jesus, will we continue to sin? Will we continue to disobey His word?
当然，如果你是老实一点的话，你会认同我们继续的犯罪，我们继续的不顺从。
If you are honest with yourself, you will say, yes, indeed, we will continue to sin.
所以我们不要那么快的论断这一个麻风病人，因为我们大家都是一样。
So let us not be so quick to judge this leper, because we are all the same.
不过我们必须要记得，虽然我们能够非常的真诚，可是这个不是犯罪的理由。
And though we are extremely sincere about it, there is no justification for sin.
如果我们对耶稣基督有丝毫感激的心，我们就应该顺从他的话。
If we are in fact thankful to God and we are in fact thankful to Jesus, then we would in fact do His will.
所以我们看见了耶稣基督的事工是祷告，我们也应该学习他一样的祷告。
We see first of all today that Jesus' ministry was prayer and we need to follow in His footsteps.
他的任务就是传道，我们的责任就是要信这个福音。
His mission was to preach and our responsibility is to believe in the gospel that He preached.
当我们信靠了这个福音之后，我们也必须去传这个福音。
And once we have believed in that gospel, we too must be preaching that same gospel.
他的动机是慈心。
His motivation was pity.
我们的反应就应该是谦卑的顺服。
Our response should then be a humble submission.
让我们请 Glenn 弟兄为我们做结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus. We thank you that He died on the cross to save us from our sins. And we pray, Father, that even now, as we have heard this message, we will respond in worship of you. We will respond in humble submission to you. Father, as we approach your word, that we pray that we would indeed approach it with a humility. As we pray, Father, we pray that you would help us do so to align ourselves with your will and not to demand our own. Father, we pray that as we have come to know you, that we would indeed live for the same reason you came to earth, Lord, and to spread the gospel that you have spread to us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.